So, let me get so the information we have gathered so far. First off, the ghost does not know her name, how old she is, or what year she was born, has no recollection at all about how she died. Think she lived in this apartment before passing on, maybe even died here. She is now unable to go outside, limited interaction with any physical object at all, has a hard time going through walls, getting more difficult to levitate or float. In general, everything she now has is limited because it is harder and energy draining. We have gone through this several times now. Why is she telling us what we already know? So frustrating. I understand that this can be draining. You have both given me a lot of information here that is very useful. And I understand this is not easy for either of you, but for me to properly help, this is very necessary. Yes, I think I have all I need for now. I just need both of you to go into another room for a couple of minutes, maybe 15 or so. This is so that I can get an idea of what the energy in this room is without the ghost in it. No, I do not mind if you stay somewhere where you can see me. I just need to be in this space alone. Yes, you could call it a meditation in a way. Maybe I should explain a little bit about me. I don't tell all the information about me on the website because, well, people are skeptical of my field of work to begin with. And if they read what I'm able to do without any kind of explanation, it all just falls apart. That is just mumbo jumbo. Everyone knows that ghosts are real. I mean, they make movies about us, so they do have to believe we exist, right? Because clairvoyants have been around forever, and sure, there have been some charlatans that swindle people, but we have communicated before, and I understand that this can be confusing to a ghost, because you know you exist. It is just that everybody else is not able to hear, sense, or see you. And if they do sense you, they just brush it off as if it was nothing. I'm sorry, Terry, but this is just how it is now. I will try to help you as much as I can, and hopefully be able to solve this for you. As I was saying, I work a little different with my gift. When I meditate, I focus on the memories of the space that I am in. Retrocognition of things that have happened, things from a past that no one knows, things that cannot be learned or inferred by normal means. It is almost like a web of strings that someone has just mushed together, creating knots that are hard to untangle. This is why now, in the beginning, I need you out of here, out of this room. Just by being over a doorstep, a little farther away, just so that none of your strings are added into what I need to untangle. Since I do not know your energy or the energy of the ghost, it is very hard to distinguish. There are so much memory and energy in each of the strings, and I, for now, need to be alone with it. I need to get familiar with this. I need to try to see if our ghost here is in it. Feelings, family, anything, just so that we can have a link. Family? I want to know. I don't want to be in the other room. I want to see the memories too. Why can't I see the memories? Ask her. That energy that was just created, those emotions, if those kind of knots that the ghost memories have are added into its mix, it will not work. I need to focus on one task at a time. With her energy pulling at one side and me trying to pull on the other side, the strings just might break, just snap. And we cannot allow that to happen. Energy is very fragile in that sense. Too much stain and... So I can't experience it now? Or... Yeah, I see. I just want to know. What if some of them are still alive? Somewhere. Not knowing what happened to me? Maybe they know. I'm just so in the dark right now. Yes. I understand why she wants to know. There is nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with wanting to know. But please understand. I need to do this alone. Do you want to know all the steps now? Or do you want them after I'm done reading this room? Take your time. I need to know the steps now. It will maybe help me calm down a little. At least a little bit reassuring to know. The next step, after I have an idea of the memories in here, we will add in our ghost to the mix, just to see how the energy changes when she's added in, so that I can pinpoint her timeline in this place. With other strings untangled, it will be so much easier to see where she fits in. I don't know what kind of information it will bring out, but it will help us move forward, and I will know how to help. And after that, it is a little more unclear. The best course of action is just to see what we have learned and take it from there. So, I don't want to make plans now, because they will most probably just be changed anyway. It all depends on what we learn. But I will have to get your help to put up some protective items before we delve into the ghost's past. We don't know what we will learn, and I just want us to be protected before stepping into it. So, if you two can please exit the room so that I can begin. Yes, I want to start right away. Since the ghost is getting weaker, I think it is in her favor to do this as quickly as possible. We don't know what amount of time we have. So for the best outcome, I need to do this now. So, let's just go into the kitchen. We'll be able to see which is us from there. Just in case, if she isn't what she seems. No, I don't understand what she means with not having the most amount of time. I feel strange. But does that really mean that I'm that much weaker now? Am I going to disappear? This is why I don't like being a ghost. I could really use a hug now. That's really sweet of you. Being alone for so long has been hard. But you have really brought light into my life. Let's just hope she is what she says she is and that she'll be able to help.